Welcome to A-Level Computer Science Unlocked, the podcast that turns tricky exam topics into marks on the page. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most practical and consistently examined topics in EdExcel A-Level Computer Science SQL Queries, Specification Reference A6.4. Whether you're writing your first select statement or trying to nail a six-mark join question under exam conditions, this episode has you covered. We'll go through the core concepts clearly, tackle the common mistakes that cost candidates marks every year, run a quick-fire recall quiz, and finish with a crisp summary you can take straight into your revision. Let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts. SQL stands for Structured Query Language, and it's the standard language used to interact with relational databases. At A-Level, EdExcel expects you to be comfortable with two categories of SQL, DML, which stands for Data Manipulation Language, and DDL, which stands for Data Definition Language. DML is what you'll use most in exam questions. It covers select, insert, update, and delete, the commands that let you retrieve and change data. DDL, on the other hand, is about the structure of the database itself. Create table, alter table, and drop table. Let's start with the most important command, select. The select statement is the foundation of almost every SQL query you'll write in the exam. Its basic structure is select, then the column names, then from, then the table name. For example, select first name, last name from students. This retrieves the first and last name of every student in the students table. If you want every column, you use select star, that's select followed by an asterisk. But in exam questions, you'll usually be asked to retrieve specific columns, so always read the question carefully. Now, what if you want to avoid duplicates in your results? That's where distinct comes in. Writing select distinct city from customers will return each city only once, even if multiple customers share the same city. Examiners will specifically ask for distinct values. If they do, and you leave out distinct, you lose that mark. Next up, the where clause. This is how you filter rows. Think of it as a question you're asking the database. Only show me rows where this condition is true. For example, select product name from products where price greater than 50. This returns only products that cost more than £50. Here's a critical point that trips up so many candidates. When your condition involves a string, that's text or a date, you must wrap the value in single quotes. So it's where last name equals Smith, not where last name equals Smith. Without those quotes, the database doesn't know you mean the text Smith. It thinks you're referring to a column called Smith, which probably doesn't exist. That's an instant mark lost. You can combine conditions using and or. And means both conditions must be true. Or means at least one must be true. So, select name from employees where department sales and salary greater than 30,000. This returns only employees who are in sales and earn more than 30,000. If you used or instead, you'd get everyone in sales plus everyone earning over 30,000 regardless of department. Know the difference. Examiners test it directly. Now let's talk about joins, which is where many candidates start to struggle and where you can really pick up discriminating marks. A join combines rows from two or more tables based on a related column, usually a primary key and a foreign key. The most common type you need to know is the inner join. The syntax is select columns from table A inner join table B on table A. Key column equals table B. Key column. Here's a real example. Imagine you have a student's table with a student ID and a course ID, and a courses table with a course ID and a course name. To find each student's name alongside their course name, you'd write select students.name courses. Course name from students, inner join courses, on students. Course ID equals courses, course ID. Notice something important there. I wrote students.name and courses. Course name. I prefixed each column with its table name. This is called qualifying your columns. When you're joining tables, the same column name might exist in both tables. Course ID appears in both students and courses in this example. If you just write course ID without a table prefix, the database doesn't know which one you mean. Examiners specifically award a mark for correct column qualification in join queries. Don't throw it away. The left join is worth knowing too. Unlike an inner join, which only returns rows where there's a match in both tables, a left join returns all rows from the left table even if there's no matching row in the right table. Unmatched rows from the right table will appear as null. This is useful when you want to see all records from one table, regardless of whether they have a related record elsewhere. Now let's cover order by and group by. Two clauses that appear regularly in exam questions. Order by sorts your results. By default, it sorts ascending, smallest to largest, or A to Z, but you should always explicitly write ASC or DESC to make your intention clear. Examiners expect you to be explicit. So, order by last name, ASC sorts alphabetically from A to Z. Order by price desk sorts from most expensive to least expensive. Group by is used with aggregate functions. Aggregate functions perform a calculation on a set of values and return a single result. The ones you must know are count, which counts the number of rows, sum, which adds up values, AVG, which calculates the average, max, which finds the highest value, and min, which finds the lowest. Here's an example combining group by with count. Select department count employee ID from employees group by department. This returns each department name alongside the number of employees in it. The group by clause tells SQL to group all the rows with the same department value together, and then count counts how many rows are in each group. A common follow-up is having, where filters rows before grouping. Having filters groups after grouping. So if you only wanted departments with more than 5 employees, you'd add having count employee ID, 5. Finally, let's cover the DDL commands briefly. Create table defines a new table and its columns with their data types. For example, create table students with columns student id as integer, last name as varchar, 50, and date of birth as date. Alter table lets you modify an existing table, adding a column with add, removing one with drop column. EdExcel specifically expects you to use alter table with add or drop syntax, not modify or change, which are MySQL-specific variants. This is a very common source of errors. Section 2, Exam Tips and Common Mistakes. Let's talk about how to maximize your marks in the exam. Tip 1, always write SQL keywords in block capitals. Select, from, where, join, group by, order by, all capitals. This makes your query instantly readable to the examiner and signals that you know what's a keyword and what's an identifier. It's a small habit that makes a big difference. Tip 2. Read the schema carefully before writing a single word of SQL. The exam will give you a relational database schema, table names, column names, data types, primary keys, and foreign keys. Spend 30 seconds identifying which tables you need, which columns to select, and how the tables are linked. Rushing straight into writing the query is how you end up with the wrong table name or a missing join. Tip 3. Check your data types. If a column is defined as integer or float in the schema, do not put quotes around the value in your where clause. Where age equals 16 is wrong. If age is an integer, it should be where age equals 16. Conversely, if a column is varchar or date, you must use quotes. This is a one-mark mistake that appears in almost every exam series. Tip 4. Remember the clause order. SQL clauses must appear in a specific order, and getting it wrong means your query is syntactically invalid. The order is select, then from, then join, then where, then group by, then having, then order by. A great mnemonic to remember this is silly frogs jump when greeted, have oranges. The first letter of each word maps to select, from, join, where, group by, having, order by. Say it a few times and it'll stick. Tip 5. For multi-table queries, always qualify ambiguous column names with the table name. Table name.column name. If in doubt, qualify all column names in a join query. It's never wrong to be explicit, and it earns you marks. Common mistake 1. Forgetting single quotes around string and date literals. This is the single most common error. Where. Name equals Smith should be where. Name equals Smith should be where. Name equals Smith. Where order date equals January 15th, 2024 should be where order date equals January 15th, 2024. Common mistake 2. Ambiguous column names and joins. If you write select customer ID in a query joining customers and orders, and both tables have a customer ID column, the database throws an error. Always write customers, customer ID, or orders. Customer ID. Common mistake 3. Wrong clause order. Putting order by before where or where after group by. Remember, silly frogs jump when greeted, have oranges. Common mistake 4, using modify instead of alter table, alter column. EdExcel's mark scheme expects standard SQL DDL syntax. Stick to add, drop column, and alter column within alter table statements. Section 3, quick fire recall quiz. Right, let's test what you've just heard. I'll ask a question, give you 5 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What keyword do you add to select to remove duplicate values from your results? The answer is distinct. Select distinct. Question 2. What delimiter must you use around string values in a where clause? Single quotes. Always single quotes around text and dates. Question 3. What is the difference between where and having? Where filters rows before grouping. Having filters groups after a group by bro. Question 4. Name 3 aggregate functions. Count, sum, AVG, and also max and min. Any 3 of those 5 earn the mark. Question 5. What mnemonic helps you remember SQL clause order? Silly frogs jump when greeted, have oranges. Select, from, join, where, group by, having, order by. Section 4, summary and sign off. Let's bring it all together. SQL queries at A-level is about precision. Every clause has a purpose, every keyword has a position, and every mark on the mark scheme corresponds to a specific, correct piece of syntax. The 5 things to take away from today. 1, always use single quotes around string and date values. 2, qualify column names with table names in join queries. 3, remember the clause order, silly frogs jump when greeted, have oranges. 4, use distinct when the question asks for unique values. 5, know the difference between where and having. Where filters rows, having filters groups. If you can write a clean, correctly structured select query with an inner join, a where clause with and or, an aggregate function with group by, and an order by, you are well on your way to full marks on any SQL question EdExcel throws at you. Thanks so much for listening to A-Level Computer Science Unlocked. Good luck in your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.